you drive forever. You might even run into you-know-who at my favorite dealership, Scottsdale Lexus, 69th Street in McDowell and ScottsdaleLexus.com.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, there is a point at which you can be definitely too geeky and too rich at the same time, and then you call yourself Bill Gates.
Wow.
Right.
That's solid, solid, wow. Solid attack. So now in the studio with us is Mike Hal and C-Cab.
Why are they in here again?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because we're getting ready to take over your jobs.
Yes.
Excellent.
You know what? You got 6 minutes.
You know what? I will turn my mic and Ken's mic off, and you guys finish it up then.
Oh, we don't want to show you up today.
Do we want to bring Lewis in here? Is this the... So we used to open the show with Lewis. Now we're going to end the show with Lewis.
Hey, you know, it's one side or the other.
Louie.
Yeah, bargain that can't be beat, huh?
All the haters can just turn off the radio now.
Why?
If you can't beat them.
Although I met a guy the other day that says, "Hey, you're famous." I says, "I am."
Yes. Because you got mad skills.
Must be.
I try to tell people I'm famous, but they just don't believe me.
Yeah. No, you're infamous. Yeah. Right. What's on your mind, Louis?
I got a virus report for the first time ever.
A virus report?
The other day, yeah. Norton antivirus came up and said one virus detected, one virus deleted. This
yes.
is right after I...
Checked your mail.
Checked my mail.
Yes.
I keep my preview window open,
yep.
but I didn't open any mail.
No problem.
Norton took care of the job for you, even if you had opened it. Hey, I got it for you.
We got a lot of people, when they see that, they go, oh my goodness, I have a virus.
No, you
well,
just prevented one.
Calling in to put all those people at rest.
Put them out of their miseries.
Put the radio on.
Yeah.
It's like when the gas gauge light comes on in your car. You're not out of gas. You're going to be out of gas. It's telling you, fill up now so you don't run out. See?
That's a bad analogy.
Now, did you
I know
ever
it.
See the email that had yeah. the virus?
Come up with a better one then. Come on.
I don't have to. We're just going to talk in real terms. Right, Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what
you're keeping it real.
We're keeping it real. The problem, I think, is that people see, and then they'll also, the one that we get a lot is, my virus program says I have a virus, but it can't clean it. It's in quarantine. What do I do?
Leave it in quarantine.
Yeah.
What people don't need to, what the people need to know about quarantine, that means that the antivirus program caught the virus, did not allow you to become infected, has set it aside in its own little jail cell, and is holding it there for you in case it was a file that you did want that you want to be able to clean later. It doesn't know how to clean it now, but it might be able to clean it in the future.
Right. I don't know how to do it now, but someday you may update me, and I may figure out how to clean this thing up.
Chances are, whatever it is garbage anyway, so just delete it. Don't even tell it to quarantine, or you can tell it to clear out everything in the quarantine. It only needs to be quarantined if it's, let's say, it's a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet or something that you really did want to get at, but was infected with something that can't be cleaned at the moment. That's it.
Now, do you have an opportunity to read the file that had the virus in it?
No.
I'm sure you do. Turn off your antivirus program.
Yes.
And open it on up.
Oh, yeah.
The antivirus program will automatically pull it out of circulation, puts it into solitary.
And when it's deleted, it's really gone. It's not put in the deleted items folder.
Well, it's deleted.
Yeah, well, you deleted items you're talking about in your email.
No, when the antivirus program says that it deleted.
No, it'll end up in the recycle bin in most cases.
Oh, I see.
But again, if it's in your recycle bin and you try to restore it from your recycle bin, the antivirus, it's a whole little circular thing. It's going to pop up and say, hey, wait a minute, this is a bad thing. Let's delete it again.
No go.
So enter your recycle bin and it's gone.
So yeah. Double-clicking it on your, your recycle bin wouldn't hurt.
The fact that you got notified
yep.
means you did the right thing somewhere along the line. Or
yeah,
you just
folks,
got lucky.
What you don't understand is the people that, if you're not getting notifications, you're probably not being protected. See, it's just the opposite. The people that are getting the notifications are freaking out going, I got a virus. No, it's the other way around. If you're not getting notifications from time to time, from your email, from antivirus when you're checking your email, chances are you don't have good protection because you are going to get a virus probably once a week, once a month, if you're using the internet at all.
That's interesting because this last week is the first time I got the notice in about three years.
Your ISP may be doing a lot of filtering long before it gets to you, so
well,
that may help things too.
It may also have to do with the number of people that actually want to send something to them.
Okay, so Louis Glass this today. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Louis.
It's fun with Louis.
Okay, thanks
for bringing a nice little subject in for the close of the show.
And so, happy holidays to you and to all
Merry
the
Christmas.
Listeners.
Definitely to everybody that puts up with this stuff.
That's right.
Bye.
All right, that's going to do it for another edition of the Computer Corner, the award-winning Computer Corner radio show.
If you missed any part of the show, all the stuff to all the things we talked about, including links to past shows, it's all available at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and it's all laid out nicely right there, including links to listen to the audio archive of this show and others as well.
Yeah, buddy. So if you missed any part of the show, you can actually listen to it live on the internet. So check that out. Next week's show, we're going to talk about the year that was 2003. We're going to talk about all the stuff that happened in 2003. It'll be kind of an interesting kind of thing for us.
It will be. And for you, maybe.
All right. Reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.